The following program is a paid advertisement for Mother Earth Foods. The opinions expressed by the hosts, guests, and other show participants are not necessarily those of FM 103.5 and AM 1230 WVNT, Results Radio, its employees, or management. WVNT and Results Radio are not responsible for claims made for particular products or services. Highway to Health with Healthy Dave is brought to you by Mother Earth Foods on FM 103.5 and AM 1230 WVNT. And now here's our show.
Your hand is Memphis Blues. Oh, yes, those blues. They got a trumpet, man.
The Memphis Blues, folks, hitting you up from 1912. Why do you say? Because that is credited as the first blues song ever by W.C. Handy. That was a little bit of Satchmo singing there. The Memphis Blues, published this day in history in 1912. What's going on today? It's 2023. You're on the highway, folks. The highway to health. Jameson Young here. We have John Chalfant at the controls. Healthy Dave is beside me. And even more exciting, we have a gal here, Caitlin Hickman, and she's going to talk about a nonprofit here in our local little town, in our little Wood County, and we're going to talk about that here in just a little bit. I'm excited to hear what she has to say. Healthy Dave, how's your morning going?
Hey, good morning. Good morning, Jameson, and our guest, Caitlin, and the listening world out there. Been doing good. You know, hey, wrapping up farm, it's that time of year, you know, it's hard to believe it's into September, and here we are, you know, but...
I like the cool mornings, my friend. I like the fact that the mornings are getting much cooler out there. I dig it.
I totally agree. It's a good time of year. Of course, you know, we're still got a lot of garden stuff coming on and kind of some of it's going down, but I discovered some butternut squash the other day on my compost pile.
Nice. Yeah. Boy, that's delicious.
Yeah. You know, I know. Three or four of them. Real nice big ones.
And my buddy Jim was over last year, I think, a couple years ago, and he turned us on to baking some butternut squash, and they are delicious.
Exactly.
No
so
two ways about it.
In mind.
So. And you know what? I checked out your... Mother's to Go Kitchen the other day because it just seems like more items keep showing up on the shelves there. Folks, if you need something that you're in a hurry that's kind of healthy, stop in and grab the Mother's to Go Kitchen section. If you don't know where it is, just ask somebody. It's right in the second room as you go into Mother Earth Foods.
Yeah.
But you've got a little bit of everything. You've got sandwiches, you've got burrito things, breakfast burritos or lunch burritos, you've got soups, all sorts of things in there. So check those things out because it's a healthier alternative to the burgers and fries that you normally get out there in the world.
Exactly. Appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Hey, guess what? It's World Tourism Day.
Uh-oh. Well, let's go. Come on. Let's get in the car.
I'm leaving next week. What are you talking about?
All right. I thought we were going to leave right now. Okay.
No. It's next week.
Where are we going? Where are you going?
Ireland, Scotland.
Oh, that's right. You're going overseas. You're crossing the pond. And you're going to be gone for a few weeks, right?
Yes. And so we're just so the listening world out there, we're going to be running some encore shows that are pretty recent, you know, so just a little bit of a reminder. So just don't forget about that. You can also tune in to Spotify.
That's what I was thinking.
Look for Highway to Health with Healthy Dave, the Herb Doc, and you can start to listen to some of our previous shows. Hey, had a great weekend. I was up at Jackson's Mills for the West Virginia Herb Association's gathering.
That's right. Yeah, yeah.
It was great to visit with some friends. You know, the organization is 32 years this year.
And you were president for five or six?
I was president for 6 years.
6 years, yeah.
And that was in the late 90s, early 2000. And then it's kind of, you know, it's been, you know, it's had its, you know, cycle, you know, where it's busy and then it's not. People, it's nice to see that it is still maintained and it's got a lot of new blood, and really kind of neat to see younger people coming out and learning about plant medicines and how to use it. And West Virginia, you know, we've got a wealth of information in a lot of the people. There's a lot of people who have farms and herb farms and make products, and it's just a good camaraderie, and you know, it sets us a little bit apart, you know.
Yeah,
so I think it's kind of cool, you know.
Good.
We've lost some of our elders, of course, you know, our herbal elders, you know, people who were here before us doing this exact same thing. So,
is your mission to help people understand about herbs or farming or just more herb?
Everything that grows.
Huh?
All of the above.
Okay. And I would assume things that grow kind of in our area.
Yeah, pretty much so. But, you know, I mean, people experiment with different plants from parts of the world here, and it's amazing. We have a pretty diverse climate, so a lot of product that, you know, a lot of things will grow here that can grow other parts of the world. So.
Okay.
But, yeah, we have a real rich native heritage in the native medicinals for West Virginia, which happens to be the best-kept secret on the East Coast.
Okay.
And it happens to be a temperate rainforest.
Oh, nice.
And we have five microclimates throughout the state of West Virginia, that microenvironment. province that only certain plants grow in those areas, and it's a real it's interesting.
Dolly Sod's one of them.
Dolly Sod is absolutely one of them.
Okay,
and you don't find bogs, you know, at the and at the elevation of what it is. So it's pretty unique in that respect. And so we have a wealth of plant materials, and a lot of people don't always know how to use those. And so the Herb Association is a way to kind of help get involved and learn. We have tons of classes.
Sure.
And anyway, it was a fun weekend.
Nice,
I enjoyed it.
Nice. Very good. Very
glad, glad to see that. There is a conference going on, forest farming, at the United Plant Savers over in Rutland, Ohio. We talked with Katie Patterson about that. That is happening actually Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I think it's $90 to go to that, but it's about forest farming, and that's the focus, but there's going to be lots of workshops and classes in that respect as well. So lots going on, a lot in our area, and you know, if you have an interest in those kinds of things, you know, seek it out. We try to post those things on our webpage so that, you know.
MotherEarthWorks.com.
Yeah, MotherEarthWorks.com.
It's very easy to navigate that website, Dave. So, and folks, if you need anything, it's there. And again, Dave's talking about encore shows. Let's not forget all the information you get on the Highway to Health. It's timeless. That's the great thing about it. So if you missed the last week's or last month's or even last year's show, the information's still good. So, you know, feel free to search that out.
But now, live from the Organic News Press, we have Anchorman Healthy Dave Hawkins.
Hey, good morning. And in the news today, hey, listen to this one. Wisconsin bill to ban gain-of-function biolabs.
What did you say?
Wisconsin has a bill.
Yeah.
Okay. It says the state of Wisconsin is home to the most notorious virologist on the planet doing the most dangerous lab work in the world.
Wow. Bum, bum, bum.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yoshiro Kawaoka at the University of Wisconsin at Madison creates diseases far more deadly than COVID-19.
Jeesh.
His experiments and lab safety breaches have been so scary that they triggered an Obama administration moratorium.
Oh, my.
Yeah, this is about gain-of-function research, which, of course...
Gain-of-function, okay.
Yes, that is the terminology that used to be biological weaponry.
Oh, wow, I see. Yep, like warfare or whatever.
This is the way around the ban on bioterrorism, dude. And here,
gain-of-function... This is like old-school would be Agent Orange, that sort of thing, mustard gas.
But
the early stuff was like that,
this
right?
This is bioterrorism. Right. That was chemical terrorism.
Okay, gotcha. Okay,
the big difference is, I think a few months ago, we reported on all the bio labs in the United States and around the world.
Yep.
Okay. Well, Wisconsin's the first state to say, no more.
Wow.
We're kicking you out. Go do it somewhere else. We don't want you here.
Oh, that's cool. I mean, good for them.
Well,
I don't think we need
why
this.
Are we researching this?
Yeah, no kidding.
Why are we creating super duper bugs?
That's pretty ugly.
Doesn't make sense, does it?
Nah, it's pretty ugly. I mean, you know, we have enough trouble with just bullets buzzing around this world.
That's kind of what I'm thinking.
Micro things.
What are we trying to do? Planned obsolescence? Wipe us all out?
No
maybe.
Kidding.
I don't know. Think about it, folks.
Soylent Greens are people!
American Botanical Council Journal Herbalgram celebrates its 40th anniversary this year.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
And we use a lot of information from Herbalgram in our radio show because it is one of the best repositories in the United States and world on plant biology, plant chemistry, plant pharmacology, and how traditional cultures use plants in an everyday world. So keep that in mind. So, but 40th anniversary, you can go to AmericanBotanicalCouncil.org, and you can go, and there's a lot of free sections that you can go and get good information. And if it comes from American Botanical Council, I'm going to tell you right now, you can trust it.
Oh, cool. Another great thing from that great city, Austin, Texas.
Yep. And good buddy, my good friend, Mark Blumenthal, who has been on Highway to Health with us, is the curator, and he is the founder of that with a lot of support from
Very cool. Good stuff, man.
Yeah.
Well, you are hooked up with good people, buddy.
I know. I'm so fortunate and blessed.
You are.
I really feel very fortunate.
Seriously, that's a great thing. Yeah, I remember.
And Mark, I would have to say, is one of our elders, herbal elders in the country right now because, you know, the ones that came before are gone, and now it's kind of the yoke has been passed on to a great group of people who have been doing this their whole lives and devoting their lives to this.
I have to say that, you know, and the people that I've met, you know, doing the show and, of course, knowing you for decades, I really appreciate you guys' enthusiasm for what you all do because you don't do it half-assed. You guys all do it very, very,
thank you.
Very enthusiastically, and I think it's a great thing.
It's about passion. Folks,
passion, that's the word I was looking for.
And the thing is, when you know and you're speaking truth, you know, a lot of times, you know, that passion can't be stopped because, you know, you just have to to keep going with it.
That's it.
Here's another one. Vitamin K protects your cardiovascular system, and this was an analysis by Dr. Joseph Mercola. He talks about vitamin K as a total. Okay, so vitamin K1 is found in green leafy plants, and that's known for its role in blood clotting. Vitamin K2, of course, comes in several forms, and then the most common is MK4, which is found in animal food, but MK7 is found in fermented food.
Okay.
Of course, vitamin K plays an important role with bone and cardiovascular health in regards to plaquing on the artery. It kind of shunts calcium in a different way, so that's pretty good. But anyway, the research has been showing that vitamin K has significant lowering risks of arteriosclerosis related to heart disease, and just from supplementation, we can see some direct effects, blood pressure being one of them.
Oh, nice. Yeah, sure.
Stabilizing the inner wall of the vascular system. So anyway, it says statin drugs can deplete your body of vitamin K2 by inhibiting a particular type of synthesis, and as a consequence, statins may contribute not only to age-related frailty, but also insulin resistance.
Okay.
So, another one there. So
that's good. You know, heart disease is the number one killer,
and we had a guest
else.
On vitamin K2.
Right. Yep. You're so much better at these names.
Kate Ream.
Oh, there you go, Kate.
Yep. Anyway.
Kate with a K.
Hey, yep. I remember that stuff. It says, and this is an interesting one, it says skinimalism.
Skinimalism,
significantly sustainability, signifies sustainability in simple formulas. Basically what it means is that in a more minimalistic world, we are trying to say less is better than more is better. And so what you're starting to see is that as a result of that, you know, we're seeing things in laundry soap, you know,
sure.
We're seeing things in household products,
right.
In other ways where instead of having all these multitudes of ingredients, kind of reverting back to simple is better. So
yeah,
that's
sure.
Kind of a neat little tidbit there. So you might look at that, you know, when you start to buy products, you know, particularly natural products, you know, you want to look at some of that and realize, you know, the health and beauty industry is loaded with all kinds of crap.
Yeah, it really
that's an easy way to say it.
It really
poisons,
is.
Poisons, toxins, things that absorb through your skin. And, you know, you have to go and really read labels and look and understand what you're buying and keep those things off of you and look for the simpler things in life. So.
It's the reason the OSHA exists. There was a time when they were putting radioactive material into makeup for women to look more pale.
What?
And they found out
bleach
that
out.
People were dying, and that's what started the whole OSHA thing to make things safer and healthier for people. And it's come a long way, baby. Thank goodness.
That's
but
right.
There's still a lot of scrutiny that needs done, I think, with the makeup world here in this country, as I have learned.
Yeah.
I want to remind you, speaking of scrutiny and good things, Nature's Way, Natural Factors, Irwin Naturals, Terry Naturally, CV Sciences, Life Seasons, Earthworks, and Mother Earth Foods. Great companies, all great companies. You can see them lining the shelves at Mother Earth Foods. They're on 19th and Plum Street. And more than that, they're great sponsors of the show. We appreciate them supporting us week in and week out on the Highway to Health. Nature's Way has some zinc gummies, 20% off. You know, we are changing seasons, cold and flu seasons upon us. Zinc is always a great item for that. Natural Factors has, if you're worried about some weight loss, berberine. And if you want to just chill out because things are getting too exciting, Stress Relax on sale. All the other companies, I'm looking at all sorts of things on sale this month, so check them out at Mother Earth Foods, and thank you so much for supporting us here on Highway to Health. We are going to take a break and a pause for the cause, and we're going to come back, and I'm going to introduce this wonderful lady that is sitting here patiently in our studio, and we're going to get to talk about something, and I am really curious because I want to hear what she has to say about the nonprofits here in Wood County. Right here on Highway to Health.
Do you mind if we stop at the gas station? I need to get an energy drink. I'm so tired.
Aren't those energy drinks expensive and dangerous?
I know. I just don't know what else to do. I need some energy.
I'm Dave Hawkins, herbalist owner of Mother Earth Foods. Energy drinks contain large doses of caffeine and other stimulants which can boost heart rate, blood pressure, and cause dehydration. What if you could have more energy and feel more alive at a fraction of the cost? Well, you can with Alive Whole Food Energizer. Alive is the most complete multivitamin supplement for daily energy, and it's stimulant free. Alive is full of essential vitamins, minerals, energizing fruits and vegetables, and super immune boosters.
Don't suffer through another hard to get out of bed morning. Get to Mother Earth Foods and start feeling alive again. Get sustained, stimulant free energy for the whole family with Alive once daily men's and women's formulas, children's chewables, and new super convenient gummy varieties. Alive, max and ultra potencies available at Mother Earth Foods, corner of 19th and Plum Streets, Parkersburg.
Mother Earth Foods. Shop with confidence. I'm Dave Hawkins, herbalist owner of Mother Earth Foods. I know you have a lot of options when it comes to what probiotic to take. It's hard to know what brands to trust. That's why I'm introducing my own line of Earthworks probiotics. Here are a few things that you should know when you're buying a probiotic. Earthworks probiotics have been created with human microflora that belong in your digestive tract. All Earthworks probiotics are shelf-stable and don't require refrigeration. Earthworks probiotics have been bioengineered to resist stomach acid so that you get the dosage you need where you need it the most. There are 9 products with up to 100 billion cultures and specific strains for women, children, and colon health. So you can be sure to find the right probiotic to support your digestive and immune system. And of course, loyalty customers always get double loyalty points for any Earthworks products. So watch your savings add up and be sure to stay healthy out there.
Find Earthworks Probiotics, Dave's online, only at Mother Earth Foods. Shop with confidence.
I'm Dave Hawkins, herbalist owner of Mother Earth Foods. Have you heard the news about CoQ10? CoQ10 has long been recognized for its benefits in clinical studies for the heart, brain, gum health, and healthy aging. CoQ10 supports energy production within your cell, reducing the risk of oxidative stress, and it also helps preserve neural connections, healthy brain function, and overall cognitive health. Now for some really good news, my friends at Terry Naturally have developed a new formula for CoQ10 featuring their exclusive Gamma-Zorb delivery system, which provides 800 times higher absorption compared to standard forms of CoQ10. Gamma-Zorb is a plant-based material that binds to nutrients, making them more easily absorbed and bioavailable for optimal benefits. It's included in their CoQ10 formula to help deliver a higher level to support your overall health. Even better, Terry Naturally's CoQ10 is available in chewable form. I'm sure you'll love it.
Advanced absorption CoQ10. Better results. Try Terry Naturally's CoQ10 chewables. On sale now at Mother Earth Foods. Shop with confidence.
Welcome back, folks. And speaking of confidence, we have a wonderful guest in the studio, Caitlin Hickman. She hails from Texas, but she has loved West Virginia for the last 15 years. She's been in many beautiful places. I'm jealous. She's been in Denver, Colorado, Austin, Texas, who we just were talking about.
Yeah.
Currently teaching aerobics, Pilates classes at the Y, exploring local parks and trails with her daughters, loving husband. A lot of things to learn about Caitlin. How are you this morning, Caitlin?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Jameson. How are you?
Great. We're so glad you're in studio today. And I know Dave's going to turn you over to Healthy Dave here in a second. But nonprofit, can you just start off by telling us how you define that nonprofit that you're a part of?
Yeah. So our nonprofit's called Good to You. Okay. We really are fairly new. We've only really been in, you know, offering programming for the past couple of months. Our mission is to offer affordable and accessible holistic healing programming.
Awesome.
Trauma informed.
Okay.
I think the key word is affordable.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of holistic programming can sometimes be cost prohibitive. Mm-hmm. So our goal is to keep things as affordable as possible.
Oh, beautiful. Cool. I want to hand you over to Healthy Dave, and I want to hear more about this. This is great. And so happy that you're here today.
Yeah. Welcome.
Thank
glad
you,
to have
Dave.
You in the studio.
Thank you so much. We are so excited to be here. Thank
well,
you.
Well, you know, when you came, you know, you came and had a little table set up at our customer appreciation. You know, because I had heard about you, of course, through the grapevine, and you know how the grapevine is. It's always good, but you know, it's like we're going, like, how many people know about this? And
right.
I kept thinking, like, okay, this is a good purpose, good group of people, and you're really doing a good mission. So I thought, well, we needed to really bring you on air and talk about that, because this community can use it, needs help. We need
Absolutely.
Help. And from a holistic model, you know, like I say, affordability, that's why the nonprofit, to help kind of offer programming. So
yes.
Tell us a little bit about the space. Tell us about your vision, because I think that's really, you know, as we understand your vision, other people can start to become part of that vision. And I think, you know, anytime you have a new startup, you need other support from
yes.
the community and to let people know. So that's why we wanted to be a big support team for you.
Absolutely. Oh, yes. Those are wonderful words to hear. So we are located in the little yellow building that's right behind the Oasis Salt Cave.
Okay.
It
okay.
used to be Evergreen Wellness and Counseling, which
yeah.
is Nicole Martin. It is her counseling business.
And that's okay. Vienna, right?
That is
yes,
in Vienna. Yes. So right off of Grand Central there. It's at 28th Street.
Yep.
She actually reached out to me. it's crazy to think about this, less than a year ago, it was January of this year, and said, hey, I have this idea. Do you want to help me start a nonprofit? And I'm a yes person. So I said, sure, let's do it. I don't really know much about it, but let's do it. And it has been, it's been life-changing for me. And I know the other members on the board feel the same way. But Nicole had this vision of offering holistic programming for people in our community, and doing it at an affordable cost, offering a space that is warm and welcoming that people can come to and feel comfortable and feel safe. Our goal is not to make money. Our goal is actually, we would love one day to offer these things for free. But unfortunately, we do have to pay the bills.
You gotta have a little bit of that taken care of.
So we are mostly donation funded at this point. So we've been reaching out, looking for some sponsorships or some partnerships with other businesses in the area. We did just host our first Benefit 5K at Broughton's Nature and Education area up in Marietta. Gorgeous day for it. We did it this past Saturday.
How was the turnout?
We had like about 40 people, I think.
Great.
So for our first 5K, I feel like that was really successful.
People walk in, Caitlin? Do they call in? How do people approach you?
So we are ticket-based, mostly so that we can keep things to a manageable size. I was telling Dave just a little bit earlier off air, the building is not huge. We could probably, we have three rooms in our building. The largest could probably host about 20 people. So our most popular class so far has been our NADA protocol class. And we
NADA protocol?
NADA.
NADA. Oh, yes.
NADA.
NADA.
Yeah. And so we actually, that's been the one we've had the most people come to so far. And they actually take up more than one room in the space. So in an effort to keep it also, you know, a safe and comfortable space, we run our tickets through Zephy. It's a a ticketing website.
Kind of like Eventbrite or something similar.
Spell that, please. Z-E-F-F-Y.
Okay.
And that link is on all of our Facebook events and on our on our website as well, goodtoyou.org.
So those are those classes then that you actually subscribe to or basically pay a fee toward, to do?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
So
can you give us a range of what the fees might be?
$5.
Okay. Well, I think everybody can afford to do that.
That was the goal. That was the goal.
Just don't eat, just skip one fast food meal and you've got your
just come
seat,
to a trauma-informed yoga class instead for $5.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So our goal obviously was affordability, and also you know, obviously if people want to donate more, we are more than happy to accept donations.
But
we didn't want it to be prohibitive. The other part of our accessibility aspect that I really love is our building is right off of the bus line.
Very smart.
So very, you know, it's easy to get to us. I love being able to say it's right behind Oasis Salt Cave because everybody knows where the Salt Cave is. I think so.
For the most part.
For the most part. We're right behind Bodega, too. So that's great. Everybody loves Bodega coffee. So and they've been a great supporter of ours as well from the very beginning. So that's where Nicole and I were having our first board meetings. We're like, okay, what are we doing? We're going to go sit at Bodega and drink coffee and talk about this. So yeah, it's been the $5 class ticket, you know, price. That's just for classes, and then all of our support groups are actually free.
Let's talk about that because I was impressed, you know, when you came to the CW and we were sitting there and I saw your calendar and I kind of thought to myself, hey, this is great. This is what we need to see. You know, we need more and it's free, like I said, and we do things for free. You know, when you have a mission and you say you want to educate people, we do our Healthy Living series, you know, and that's always been a free community event just to help educate. And that's kind of what you're doing in your support groups. We need that. Tell us a little bit about those support groups and kind of how they're coming along because, again, you're not that old.
Right. Exactly.
And are they, and that's what I'm curious about is, you know, so give us an idea because I'm on the website. And just folks, just so you know, you can go to goodtoyou.org. Just goodtoyou.org. And you've got a beautiful webpage. I love your logo.
Thank you.
And, you know, it's a pretty easy bit of maneuver.
Easy to navigate.
You know, you can just get through it. You can look at all the different things that you do offer. So tell us about the support groups because that's something that's quite different also. And you're doing that. I've got a little calendar here for October. So give us some heads up on what you're doing.
So we have several support groups going on right now. We have one for LGBTQIA plus individuals and the people that love them. Just a safe space.
Yeah.
It's led. We have two individuals who alternate leading the group every other Sunday, I believe it is.
Yeah, that's what it shows here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That obviously it's free. Now, again, going back to the ticketing, we do request that people sort of reserve their spot by
even for the
quote-unquote purchasing a free ticket.
But
just
that's
so
even
we know.
For the support group, so that way you have an idea. Because you
it's easier to manage. Easier to manage.
Easier to manage too. Sure. And we just want to make sure that we know we're going to have enough space.
Sure.
Yeah.
So we have one for our LGBTQ community. There is a grief support group. This is actually a really important support group.
It is
only for parents who have lost a child to addiction.
Really?
Wow. Beautiful.
Okay.
Beautiful.
And you have different practitioners, right, who are doing leading these groups?
Yes.
Yeah.
So the practitioner who leads that group, she actually has lost a child to addiction. She's a nurse. And so that, obviously, it's a very specific kind of grief.
Yeah.
Sure.
And
so
she actually reached out to us about leading that group. So that was, you know, that's what we want. We want our community engagement. We want to offer what our community wants. I've had several parents reach out about a support group for parents with neurodivergent children. A way to have some sort of community, because it can be very isolating when you have a neurodivergent child. Not sure what to do, making connections, have, you know, just sort of building your community.
That's what support's all about.
Exactly. We have a support group for menopausal women. Actually, Nicole Martin is leading that, and that is it's one of our newer groups. She's just getting started. In the past, we've had one for caregivers. That we started off sort of focusing that towards people caring for an aging or dying loved one.
Right.
But I think we're going to expand it and make it a little bit wider. So we're in the process of maybe revamping and sort of remarketing that.
Part of the process, though, for a young business, right?
Yeah. We've really only been operating since June.
Here we are in the end of September. That's not a lot. But you have great goals, and you have a lot of, I can feel your mission, I'm glad to see that. I was also curious about the religious trauma support group. I think that's an interesting situation too, because you know there is trauma and there are things that, you know, happen from organized religion.
Is actually a support group that was already in place before we started operating as a nonprofit. A couple of our board members were a part of the foundation of that group. And so, you know, they have used the Good to You space in the past, and then they've also met in other places, but it is a well-established group. We can't take credit for that one.
No, but the thing is, you're giving a space.
Mm-hmm. Which supporting
helps, it helps to support that too. So it sounds like, though, if somebody had a need and they reached out to you for a type of support group, then it sounds like you have a space that's available.
Yes.
Depending upon the timings and how and when where it would work, which is kind of neat. I think that's
That's sort of our big picture goal, is to allow the groups to meet in our space. Right now, we're trying to get programming moving, and we're doing a lot of planning and reaching out and getting stuff started. But ideally, down the road, we're going to have people reach out to us and want to use our space, and we will just be the space holder for
them. When you outgrow your space,
that would be awesome. Great, wouldn't it? If we outgrew our space.
It is, and that's actually, it sounds to me like, from just the energy of what's behind what you're doing, you know, it feels to me like that's probably what will happen at in the future.
What it feels like to me, Dave, it feels like this is kind of like a big city thing, you know, and we're kind of a small community here. So I think it's great that we have something like this in our relatively small community, because it sounds like a big city functioning thing. So,
well, and it doesn't matter the size of the city.
Have
people suffering from trauma.
Absolutely.
And as Nicole put it to me when she first reached out back in January, she said, well, we've all survived a pandemic, so we've all been touched by trauma in one way or another.
Good point.
You know, as I'm sure you've talked about on your show, our Western medicine practice is to just treat the effects, treat the symptoms of our trauma,
not to treat
the trauma itself.
Gives me an idea, which I'd love to see, and maybe we can talk about this sometime in the future when, you know, I get settled down. cancer support group.
Oh, yeah.
I counsel so many cancer patients over the years and, you know, literally thousands, and I know that there is a need, you know, to have, it's just there's a need for people to be able to feel more comfortable. And again, it's kind of like these are all entry points, because sometimes we have things that happen in life that touch on a lot of these different types of supports that are necessary, you know, as we go through things. So this is kind of nice. You might go into one group and you might end up finding yourself being a part of another group.
Yeah.
I'm sure you'll probably see some of that.
We probably will. Yeah.
You know, but that's kind of great, you know. So we really need to help you out is the way I look at this. You know, our community needs to kind of get behind you. And so that's why getting the word out is so critically important for the mission. And this is kind of like, to me, I look at this as a ministry, you know, and it's when we give back, you know.
Exactly.
I've always had the feeling that, you know, if you're going to, you know, if you're getting something from the community, we need to give back to the community. And I think that's always that give back is going to have far reaching ramifications, because healing is what we're talking about. And, you know, how can you heal when you know, like I say, you're out here by yourself a lot of times. We're all struggling, have different aspects of where we are in our life cycle. And knowing that there's something that we can reach out to and find that there are other people, you know, in a similar situation does take a lot of pressure off, and it gives you a feeling of like, oh, I'm not the only one.
Exactly.
Big. I think that's big.
Yeah.
What
it's
said
huge.
There.
Yeah.
No one wants. You know, death and dying is a really tough issue for a lot of people, you know. We don't really, in our societies, you know, we think we're going to live forever. You know, we always never project to the fact of end of life, whether it's elderly or whether it's chronic illness. Mm-hmm. And so I think, again, people who are suffering or going through that is part of a situation where, gosh, it sure helps to be able to go and maybe sit in a group of people where you can be comfortable and be able to talk. So,
yeah.
Okay. Okay. Cool.
I want to remind everybody that you can call in today, because we have our guest in studio today.
Oh, yeah.
If I can find the number, I can find the number. There it is, 428-7267. Give us a call in the studio if you need to. If you're a little more shy, text me at 304-488-4696. If you have a question for Caitlin or a concern, I want to talk about this nonprofit direction that she's going in. And I think it's great. Every little group that you mentioned, I think I know somebody that's...
Yeah,
this affects.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and that I don't know, it's like warms my heart that you know, there's people have a place to go.
Yeah,
because feeling alone, like David mentioned, if you're in your room and you feel like you're the only one, it's such a sad situation. So it's just really great that you're here for this community.
Yeah. What times do they normally, these support groups, what is there a time? Are these mostly evenings? Are they daytime? What do you,
most of them are evenings.
Most of them evenings. Mm-hmm. So people can usually kind of work around that.
Yes. Yeah.
And, do some of them meet like, you know, every other week, monthly? I mean, what's the...
Usually every other week.
Every other week.
My other half just said, I need to meet your guest. She is speaking my language and doing all the things I've only dreamed of doing.
Oh, I want to meet her.
She retired from public debt, but she started her yoga studio, and she has hereditary back issues, and she had to close her studio, but she just is one of those caring persons.
Tell her to reach
like
out.
Like you.
Yes.
I got a feeling she will.
Yes.
That's so cool. That's so cool. Thank you, Brenda.
Talk.
Yeah, she's listening. Oh, that's very cool.
All right, it's you, man. You got
I'm getting all misty-eyed over here, Dave. What's going on here?
No more
guests in the studio. This is it.
That's cool.
It's very cool. Yeah. Very good stuff.
All right, are we ready for break?
I think we can go ahead and take a little break. We'll take a little pause for the cause. I want to remind everybody again that we are fortunate to have Nature's Way, Natural Factors, Terry Naturally, Irwin Naturals, CV Science, Life Seasons, Earthworks, and Mother Earth Foods supporting us here on Highway to Health week in and week out. We are fortunate to have our guest in studio, Caitlin, and she is with goodtoyou.org, holistic healing spaces there in Vienna. Is that 28th Street, right off of Grand Central Avenue, right behind the salt caves there in Vienna. I think you know where she's talking about.
Yeah.
We're going to take a pause for the cause. We're going to come back and continue talking with Caitlin right here on Highway to Health.
It'll get you off those artificial junk food. and seeds, herbs and teas, dried fruits, and some honey from the bees. All kinds of food to support your life, 'cause if it comes from Mother Earth, it's bound to be right. You ought to come by and check it out, see what Mother Earth Foods is all about.
Visit Mother Earth Foods at 19th and Plum Streets in Parkersburg.
Feeling a little stressed? Don't let it get you down. Suntheanine from Natural Factors is specially formulated to support feelings of calm and well-being. It contains L-theanine, a unique amino acid found naturally in green tea that helps support a positive mood. Suntheanine from Natural Factors is made with essentially pure L-theanine for maximum effectiveness. The mood-enhancing property of L-theanine produces a calming effect in the brain. In fact, in Japan, L-theanine is added to food and drink to help produce feelings of relaxation. Suntheanine helps increase the alpha brainwaves associated with a tranquil state of mind. Make it part of your self-care regimen, like meditation or aromatherapy, to relieve the stress of daily living. Suntheanine from Natural Factors is available in capsules or in a tasty tropical fruit-flavored tablet. On sale now at Mother Earth Foods in Parkersburg.
Mother Earth Foods. Shop with confidence.
Hey, let's stop by Mother Earth Foods and see what's new at Mother's To-Go Kitchen.
I had the Thai noodles with veggies and peanut sauce yesterday. It was amazing.
I'm Healthy Dave, herbalist owner of Mother Earth Foods. Since we opened Mother's To Go Kitchen, we've worked hard to bring a variety of menu options that are both healthy and delicious. It's our mission to offer easy solutions to help you build a healthier lifestyle. That's why we are thrilled to announce our community partnership with Memorial Health System. Their Live Memorial Well Lifestyle Medicine Program aims to prevent, arrest, and reverse chronic lifestyle-related diseases. Just look for the green check marks on the Mother's To Go Kitchen menu for healthy plant-based whole food options that meet program guidelines. So, eat clean on the go.
Check out the Mother's To Go Kitchen menu and learn more about the Live Memorial Well program at www.motherearthworks.com. Shop with confidence.
Welcome back, folks. Welcome back to the highway to health. I think I'm all right. John's making fun of me because I'm juggling all my paperwork here in the studio because I have myriad pieces of paper here and information. Yeah. And I have information on Caitlin Hickman. And again, hails from all over the country, it seems like. A little bit of Texas, a little bit of Colorado. And along with her husband, David, and their two daughters, they decided to relocate permanently to be closer to family and now call Belpre home. Mm-hmm. But more importantly, you're doing a little nonprofit in Vienna. And let's let you and Healthy Dave get back into it. The nonprofit is goodtoyou.org, holistic healing space. $5 is what it takes to get you started. And their goal is to have it be free. But $5, folks, is all it takes. Whether you're doing some religious trauma group, an LGBTQ support group, grief support for losing a child through addiction, neurodivergent children, what else? Several other groups that they sponsor at goodtoyou.org. Let's get back into it.
Yeah. Thanks again for joining us in studio. We have a lot of positive, sending positive vibes for your growth and for this, because it's a wonderful addition to the community. And I've been in the holistic healing space for almost
a long
50
time.
Years,
yeah,
you know, and I'm sitting there going, like, sometimes, you know, you feel like you're the Lone Ranger.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was having a discussion with my good friend Bruce Dye, who is, we had a holistic health clinic many years ago together at his facility over on Southside, and that kind of branched into other things. But he and I were having the discussion about, isn't it kind of nice to see that the things that we were doing way back in the day, now we see like fruition in a much bigger sense, you know, with more and more of this. And I think that's really an exciting, it's exciting because you're not alone.
And it's needed. And it's needed.
And it's most definitely needed. And, you know, let's talk about some of the, you know, before we have to go out today, let's talk about some of the other types of classes that you have available pretty much ongoing, I'm assuming, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I can see that you have some of these in your offerings. You had mentioned yoga. You mentioned the support groups. Tell us a little bit about what is Nada acupuncture.
Yeah.
What is that?
It is pretty cool.
Yeah.
So it is acupuncture performed in the ear.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. The way that Well, Tara Welty started off doing it for us.
We love
and
Tara.
Then we have a new acupuncturist coming in, and she's, I think, going to take over for a couple months for Tara. Her name is Raimi.
Okay.
So the ear is sort of like a baby upside down in the womb. And when you place the needles or the beads, if you're needle averse, it will activate the parasympathetic nervous system and actually is really great for reducing anxiety, helping with cravings.
Yep.
So like if you're in recovery, if you're trying to quit smoking or trying to make a lifestyle change. So the NADA protocol was one of our first classes and it is by far our most popular. We only do it once a month right now. We would love to do it twice a month. And we actually, kind of exciting, just received a grant.
Nice.
To purchase zero gravity chairs.
Oh.
So yeah, that was something Tara wanted from the very beginning.
Very cool.
She was like, get these chairs. So we got this grant, which is also going to help us pay our practitioners. So
our money,
you know, we can give them their full hourly rate and not have to increase ticket price.
Oh, that's great.
So we purchased those chairs and we had our first class with them a couple weeks ago. So you come in, I think she does it in like two groups. So the first group comes in at maybe 6:30. And the second group at maybe 7:15.
Okay.
And she'll do the needles or the beads and the ears, and then you'll sit and relax for a little bit and sort of feel.
I can see why it's popular.
Mm-hmm.
She called beads or she called them seeds?
Yeah, the little sticker with the seeds in them.
I worked in a methadone clinic in California years ago, and we had an Asian gal who would come and do acupuncture for our clients then in the 90s. So I remember those very. And it's just a great service.
Yeah.
It really
is. I had two in my ear yesterday from Bruce.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. I went to go see Bruce, and he's been doing auricular you know, acupuncture. So, you know, I've seen all the charts of the ear and all the
same
points
here.
And everything.
It's neat,
pretty amazing. Because, you know, like I said, there's something to this. And I go to Tara. I'm on a 6 weeks rotation. And I don't have an issue other than tune-ups.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, it's like trying to keep.
And Tara's been in your chair in the studio with us. She's great.
She's excellent. And, you know, the thing is very astute, you know, very intuitive and very good at what she does.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's all about bringing balance to the body. And that's where I think that's a neat program. And these are all ways that you out there in the listening world here in the Mid-Ohio Valley, you know, you have access to this very easily by going to goodtoyou.org. You can sign up, go check it out, see how you feel from it, you know, because really when you're in balance is when you can be at the best of who you are.
Right.
When we're out of balance, whether it's emotional, physiological, you know, spiritual, whatever, what we're trying to do is bring back, you know, continuity and bring you back to your centeredness. And I think that's an important factor. And a lot of times we're so busy, our minds, we get so caught up in everything that we sometimes don't take the time to just settle down in.
Right.
And once you find your centeredness, I mean, things change.
Mm-hmm.
And they change in ways that you might not predict or might not know. And that's okay, you know.
And it will affect all aspects of your life.
It does.
Yes.
And the people around you.
Yes,
I know.
Does.
And that's what healing is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, healing is far beyond what we can, I think, mentally conceptualize, you know. And that's kind of, I did a keynote speech at the Herb Association, and that's what I talked about, how plants have this affinity to us, and yet plants are living entities, and yet they can't walk away and do stuff, but they still communicate. They communicate in different ways than what we are typically used to in our communication understanding. You know, we use sight, smell, you know, and those are all good things, but there's even other communication pieces that if you can become sensitive enough to it, you can have a relationship, you know, and that's what we spoke about a lot. So it's developing those relationships.
Yeah.
And it's not about taking an herb and a capsule. Sometimes it's just going out and looking at the flowers in your yard, you know, looking at what we call weeds and realizing, wait a minute, there's more to that weed.
Or putting your feet on the earth.
That's exactly right.
Grounding. So we actually have a class.
Oh, do you?
For walking and grounding.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice. Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. So one of our other board members, Lichelle, she leads our walking and grounding group.
Nice.
And they walk around different areas of Vienna. We try to keep it easy to access local.
Sure.
So then they go around areas close to our building. And Lichelle's great. She loves grounding. She's very in tune with nature. And so she loves, you know, they'll go to a different park and just take their shoes off and, you know, walk around barefoot for a little while. And I'm sure some people are like, what is that?
No, it's
yeah,
real.
Some people
it's
never
real.
Touch the earth, you know? Right?
Yeah.
You're going like, how do you ground out all that energy, you know?
Yeah.
How many people do you have? How many practitioners do you have buzzing around?
Oh, gosh. probably close to 10 right now. Yeah.
Great.
A lot of our groups have two different facilitators, so they'll alternate weeks.
Yeah, super.
And so that way it's, you know, nobody's getting burned out, but also bringing in different perspective.
Yeah. Well, balance, like Dave was talking
about,
right?
Balance, exactly. Yeah.
So I see here you have an interesting group, poetry and writing group.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, cool.
Yeah. So it's like a journaling group. She offers a prompt, and then you guys write together.
That's so smart.
Mm-hmm. Art and music?
So yeah, I think that class has been kind of placed on hold.
Okay.
It was actually a student from Marietta who was leading it. She did drum circles, and it was really fun with the older kids. Some people brought their older preteens or teenagers. We've had guided meditation.
Okay.
We have a visual Girl Uncovers, Carrie Lowe, as her company is called Girl Uncover, and she does these guided visualization techniques. Mm-hmm. And so she's been leading some classes as well. And then Nicole was leading a trauma-informed yoga group, and we are looking for someone else to take that over. Nicole's got a lot on her plate. So I think that yoga and meditation are probably our two. We want those to be our base in terms of the classes that we offer.
Sure.
Because it can go so deep into addressing traumatic events and what we store in our bodies.
Mm-hmm. People don't realize yoga is more than just moving your body a little bit. I mean,
it's so much more.
Way deeper. I've learned that from Brenda.
Right.
So much more. Yeah.
We actually, and I had a lady reach out to me a couple of weeks ago about offering energy healing, which I was really interested. She had a lot of really, really insightful things about it to say. So we're on the process of getting that started and having her come in and, you know, getting her up and running. So some really great classes upcoming. And we also have a book study coming up for men.
For men.
So I know this isn't a big shock, but most of our participants have been females.
Yeah.
And we really wanted to reach out.
Yeah, come on, guys. Let's go.
Right. There's nothing wrong with it.
That's exactly right.
And so a friend of ours, Taylor Nemeny, he reached out about doing a book study called It Didn't Start With You. And it's a really interesting book if you haven't read it. It talks about generational trauma and how you may not realize it, but the trauma that your grandparents and your parents endured has affected you. It affects the way they raised you.
Of course.
Which affects how you raise your own children.
That's true.
And so he is leading that book study specifically for men. I believe it's just once a month on the first Sunday.
Oh, that's a good,
interesting.
Yeah. Hey guys,
was this your baby when you moved here? Was this your idea? Did you partner up with somebody?
No, this was Nicole's baby.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Nicole Martin reached out to me first, and it's funny because when I moved here, I felt a little lost. I had left the big city, I mean, my husband's from here, and so we have family here, but I didn't really have much of a purpose other than
being a mother and
being a stay-at-home mom, which obviously is a big purpose. But I felt like, and you know, I needed a little bit more. And when Nicole reached out, she and I had actually just co-hosted a baby shower, and she called me up and she's like, you seem like you can make things happen. And I said, what are you talking about?
And look what's happening.
So she's like, I want to start this nonprofit.
That's great.
And here we are, less than a year later. Which to me, I still have to stop and pinch myself.
You're making great strides in a short period of time.
Glad you made it here.
But the need is really there. You got something coming up on October 15th. Sunday. It's called A Weird Walk.
Oh, yeah. So that's part of that walking and grounding group.
That's what I was wondering.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. So
it's at 3:00 and it's listed on the webpage. I thought that was kind of weird and wonderful. that's
fitting
funny.
Theme, I feel like.
Yeah. And then I think you have another one here. It says this is about your Uncover, a guided visual experience. That's what you were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
There.
And Carrie Lowe leads that.
Carrie Lowe. And then you've got the NADA. And the NADA is going to be October 9th. Mm-hmm. Okay. Just so for people who are just interested in that. So you can go down the calendar. And I'm assuming the calendar's right on the webpage.
It is.
So they can go and you can see exactly what's going on. And if you're interested, can you click the calendar for a link? Or do you just go and you just have to go find it under the...
So on our website, you can click on the Zephy link to the ticketing.
Okay.
You can also go through Facebook.
Okay.
Facebook is a very powerful marketing tool, and we use it to set up events and then link our tickets through those events.
And it's goodtoyou.org. And Dave, I want to remind you, we're about two and a half minutes left in the day.
Yeah.
So, Caitlin, I think it's important. If there's anything we've left out today or anything you want the listeners to hear, this would be a great time to spit out anything that we've left out or anything else that's important to you that you want to talk about.
I do just want to say that we are still very much in the planning process for a lot of our classes.
Okay.
We want to hear from our community. If there is something that you would like to see offered in your community, please reach out to us.
Okay.
Our email is info@goodtoyou.org.
Okay.
I'm the one who answers most of those emails.
Okay.
And we will do our best to get something up and running if it's something that
people
want.
Is there a phone
number
too, or do you just want to stick with the website?
Website and email is best.
Is best at this point.
Fair enough.
It's not like you have a staff.
No, we don't.
You know what I mean?
We don't even have Wi-Fi in our building, so
everything's
done at my house.
So that's what I'm saying. These are the things that community support can help you get the things that you need to be able, because eventually you're going to probably need to have a little bit of an office space that
one day. That would be lovely.
That helps you to manage all of this, because there is management involved in it, for sure. And we appreciate everything that you're doing, and I'm really glad you could come in today and talk and spread this word.
Yes.
And I have, you know, I'm always an idea kind of solutions kind of person, so I'm always thinking, like, you know, I see you doing this, I'm going like, have you done this?
Dave's gears start turning. They absolutely do.
I hear
the passion when you say that you're running certain things through your own home. I mean, that's passion right there, and that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
And I think passion makes more things move than maybe anything.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Except money.
Anyway. Well, keep up the good work, and
absolutely,
we will try to partner. Like I said, anything you can get over to us, you know, we will try to pass through our mediums and stuff
absolutely
too,
we appreciate that.
Especially reminders to people, because you know, you can say, oh, hey, don't forget da 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 da.
Yeah.
You know, here's your class. This is what it's good. You know, to make sure to sign up, and we can put links in our stuff that helps
wonderful
it just go right to it, so people can find it very quickly and easily.
That
would
be awesome.
info@goodtoyou.org. The website is goodtoyou.org.
Yes.
And Caitlin, tell us where's your last name?
Hickman.
Hickman, there she is. Caitlin Hickman. Thank you so much, Caitlin, for being here.
Yeah.
We're
going
to take our last little pause for the cause, and we'll come back and close out the show right here on Highwood Health.
Are you trying to get healthy? Maybe you're trying to eat less and exercise more. Most of us could stand to lose a little weight. Well, too bad science hasn't come up with a magic pill for weight loss. But there are natural plant extracts that can help you achieve your weight loss goals.
I'm Healthy Dave, herbalist owner of Mother Earth Foods. I've been telling folks about the healing power of plants for more than 40 years. Now I'm happy to announce a new multi-action product that works naturally with your body to optimize healthy weight loss. Triple Diet Max Accelerator from Irwin Naturals combines three scientifically researched ingredients from plant sources: Garcinia for fat reduction, Caralluma to curb appetite, and Green Select for weight support. And it's stimulant free. I'm so confident Triple Diet Max will help you reach your healthy weight that I'm offering a no-risk money-back guarantee.
What have you got to lose? Maximize your results. Get Triple Diet Max Accelerator by Irwin Naturals today for natural weight loss support. On sale now at Mother Earth Foods, corner of 19th and Plum Streets, Parkersburg.
Mother Earth Foods. Shop with confidence.
I'm Healthy Dave, herbalist owner of Mother Earth Foods. Some years back, we introduced Cadia Foods as our exclusive house brand. Now I'm pleased to announce even more savings on the Cadia brand through our everyday low price program. We know that eating healthy food can sometimes feel like a luxury, especially if you're on a budget. But with our everyday low prices, you can shop with confidence knowing that you're getting the best value for your money. At Mother Earth Foods, we have always believed that healthy, wholesome food should be accessible to everyone. That's why we are committed to offering our favorite Cadia natural and organic foods at great prices. From frozen fruits and vegetables to snacks and pantry staples, we've got everything you need to eat well and feel great at the prices you'll love.
Why wait? Head over to Mother Earth Foods today and start saving big on all your grocery essentials. Look for the everyday low price shelf talkers for the lowest prices possible. Shop with confidence.
Blood sugar management is key to maintaining a healthy body, yet millions of Americans struggle with ailments related to poorly controlled insulin levels. Natural Factors makes Wellbedics Berberine as a natural option for improving blood sugar, triglycerides, and cholesterol levels. Berberine is a natural occurring compound extracted from the roots of plants, including barberry, golden seal, and Oregon grape. Modern evidence shows berberine works to restore insulin sensitivity and promotes cardiovascular health by helping to lower LDL, the bad cholesterol cholesterol in people with poorly controlled blood sugar. Every Wellbedix capsule provides 500 milligrams of pure berberine, the same concentration used successfully in clinical trials to enhance insulin sensitivity and support weight management. By lowering blood sugar, berberine minimizes the body's production of insulin, the fat-storing hormone. Give Natural Factors Wellbedix berberine a try. It's risk-free for 30 days or your money back. On sale now at Mother Earth Foods in Parkersburg.
Mother Earth Foods, where you can shop with confidence.
Welcome back, folks. Yes, another hour has flown by here on the highway, the highway to health. We were continuing talking, of course, with Caitlin during the break, and she mentioned that her board of directors, all women. I think it's very cool that we have this business that's going, this startup, and women are leading the charge here. And kudos to you, Caitlin, and all your board of directors. That's very cool stuff. Very positive for the community. Next week, Dave, what do we have? Are you gone next week?
No, we're live
in the
studio.
We got one more week. Yeah, we're going to be live. It's going to be just
us.
The Herb Doc and me, Jameson,
new
and John Chauffin here.
I won't be here.
Oh, that's right.
John won't be here.
John's splitting on
He's
us.
He's leaving, too. See?
But we will have a live show next week here on the highway. And anything you want to talk about, give us a call, give us a shout, and we'll be glad to talk about that. And then Dave's going to take off across the pond for a few weeks and be doing some Europe jumping.
Yep.
He's very excited. I'm looking at the big smile on his face. He's very happy to do that.
Well, I got to see my brother too. I haven't seen my brother for a year and a half. He's flying in from Thailand. And we're going to meet up in Amsterdam. So we're going to have a little bit of a family reunion, which will be great.
Good for you. I like Tom. He's a good guy. Good guy.
Yeah.
And thank you, Caitlin Hickman, for coming in studio today. We really appreciate it. GoodToYou.org, Holistic Healing Space there, 28th Street in Vienna. Check it out. A lot of good support going on there. And so glad you're in the community, Caitlin. Thank you so much. Anything else we have going on, Dave?
Let's see. What do we got?
Live Memorial Well is still going on. Check out the website for the partnership deals with Live Memorial Well Program. Line Drive this month. Terry Naturally, all their products are on.
Last week of it, because, hey, it's...
all on sale. Save some money.
End of the month.
End of the month. Creamy tomato soup at the Mother's To Go Kitchen. All sorts of good stuff going on.
Yeah.
Again, next week, Ask the Herb Doc. Ask the Herb Doc with Healthy Dave next week. And I think that's about all we have going on. John, how are we doing? John just said I'm doing all right. That's like the biggest, you know, kudos. That's the most he can give me. Hey, this day in history, 1905, Albert Einstein came up with E equals MC squared. Energy equals mass times the speed of light. Anybody? No? Okay. Just wanted to let you know.
Thanks, man.
Listen, we'll catch you next week on the radio. That's John Chauffin at the control. That's Dave Hawkins. I'm Jameson Young. You want to feel good every day and every night? Eat well. Smile. Treat each other right. Have a good week. We'll see you next week on the radio right here on Highway to Health.
You've been listening to Highway to Health with Healthy Dave on FM 103.5 and AM 1230 WVNT. Listen next Wednesday at 9 a.m. for Highway to Health and visit the website, MotherEarthWorks.com.
Highway to Health. Highway to Health.
The preceding program has been a paid advertisement for its sponsor. The opinions expressed by the hosts, guests, WVNT.